what you really want in life and what your true desires are have a way of coming to the surface one way or another, don't they? And the statement becomes true in this situation that we'll look at today. What the father does in moderation, the children will do in excess. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in Judges chapter 9. Listen to what it says. Now Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal, went to Shechem to his mother's relatives and said to them and to the whole clan of his mother's family, say in the ears of all the leaders of Shechem, which is better for you, that all 70 sons of Jerubbaal rule over you, or that one rule over you? Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh. There's a reason people name their children Joshua, Moses, or Caleb, or Paul, or Peter, or John. And there's a reason no one names their children Judas, or Herod, or Abimelech. In this man, we encounter one of the most wicked, evil men within the book of Judges. But his evil does not begin with himself, but rather back into the life of his father, Jerubbaal, or as we've known him, Gideon. After Gideon's conquests were complete, the people wanted to set him up as a king. And Gideon refused to be called a king, yet his lifestyle sure did resemble one. Gideon accepted a king's treasury. He set up a place of false worship in his hometown. Gideon took in wives and concubines in order to have many children so that he could display his power and might. In all of this, we see Gideon slipping further and further away from a God-centered view of life where God reigns supreme in all aspects, and instead embracing more and more of a pagan, idolatrous lifestyle. And even though he didn't accept the kingship, and he declared that his son would not reign as a king, yet he named him Abimelech, which means, my father is king. In all of our study in Judges, not one time has someone said, appoint me as a judge. I would be a great one. No, they've always been unlikely candidates. They have their flaws, but God works through them. But here, Abimelech, following in the footsteps of his father, only taking it further down the road, in total rebellion against God, exalts himself and says, make me the king. This is the unfolding picture of what it looks like when God says, okay, have it your way. This is what it looks like when God does not reign supreme in your heart, in your family. He will oftentimes let you have your way, but it never works out well for us, does it? We are hopeless apart from God's grace and reign in our lives. That's why we want you to walk with Jesus day by day. When you pray today, please remember Jeremy Hambrice and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Chaga LifeWord broadcast in Tanzania.